Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Zvachim Daf Lamed, Zvachim 30a, pagination is 59. We'll make mention of the end of the Mishnah on the previous page. We had the opinion, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, about 8 lines up. Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shemachsheves HaZman Kodem Olamachsheves HaMakom Pigul. If the intent for wrong time came before the intent for the wrong place, then it is going to be pigul. Meaning, tefos lashon rishon, we grab the first intent, the first wording. Whatever he did first is what's binding, and what happened afterwards is not going to infringe on the violation. That principle of Rabbi Yehuda, to follow the first statement or the first intent, Rashi tells us is the same shita as Reb Meir in the Gemara we're about to do. On Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, let's count down 6 lines at the 2 dots Tanan Hasam we learned over there. Harezu Temuras Ola Temuras Shlomim. A person goes ahead and says about an animal that's neutral, that's in front of him, and this neutral animal is next to an animal that is a korban ola, and also next to a different animal that is a korban shlamim. And you're not allowed to make a temura. Pasuk says, lo yemirenu, you should not do an exchange or attempt to do an exchange. And if you did, vayehu usimuraso yehi yakodesh, they're both going to be holy. You can't exchange one animal onto another animal, but nevertheless, that's what he's trying to do. And the halacha would be that it would acquire its holiness, even though the first one doesn't lose its holiness. The question over here is, he's wording it with a double wording. He's saying it should be an ola and a shlamim. Says the Gemara, the statement, Harezu Tumuras Ola Divrei Reb Meir. It will end up being the exchange halacha that they're both holy. It's going to be an ola. As Rashi tells us, tefos lashon rishon, we follow the first thing that he said. And even though he said, temuras ola, temuras shlomim, looking at both animals that are in front of him, it doesn't matter. The first one is binding and the second one is disregarded, which was the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah when it came to Pigul, that the violation of Chutz Lizmano, even if it's followed up by other confusing things, will follow whatever happened first. Amar Rabbi Yossi argues, Em lekach niskaven techila. If his intent initially was indeed he wants to make it a temuras ola and a temuras shlamim, and the only thing is, he just can't say the two things at once, but he's trying to say them at once. He wants it to literally be both. Devarav kayamin, it's going to take effect, and what will happen is the animal cannot be brought. It's not an ola shlamim, a hybrid. But what's going to happen is they put it out to pasture. When it gets a mum that would invalidate it from being a korban anyway, then they'll have an opportunity to sell it because it can't be a korban anyway. And once they sold it, they could buy half of the money could be used for the ola korban and half of it could be used for the shlomim korban because it was designated as a hybrid. That's Rabbi Yossi. V'imisha omar harezu tmuras ola nimlach. But if after he said the first thing, he changed his mind, va'omar harezu tumuras shlamim, and then he changed harezu ola, then it's going to be an ola. So again, according to Rabbi Yossi, if that's the intent, it is possible to join in the animal both qualities, whereas Rabbi Meir said, whatever happened first, that's what's binding. The Gemara says, Iboy luhu, they had a question. Harezu tmuras ola ushlamim mahu. If the person would have said, this shall be the exchange of an ola and a shlamim. He didn't say tmuras ola, tmuras shlamim. that it's like two different transactions. He makes it into one transaction. Mahu, what would the halacha be? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Baha vade moda Rav Meir would agree that that is with total intent to join the two qualities in the animal. And Rava Amar, Rava says, Adayin him achlokes, no, Rav Meir would argue, even in that case, and say the first statement is what is really binding. I'd like to make a quick comment on the Shita of Rabbi Yossi that says that if that was intent originally, since a person can't articulate two things at the same time, so that's what he's doing. He's joining them. So we have this concept in general, toch kedeidibur kedibur dami, that if you are within very close proximity of what you said, it's as if it was said at the same time. There's a certain tolerance of amount of time that's still considered to be said together. This is, in a certain way, comparable to lavud in space, that two items can be close enough together within three tvachim, they're considered attached. This is a concept in time that you could consider them almost as if they happened at the same time. The wording is because a person can't do that. And indeed, we have this expression elsewhere regarding the Aseres HaDibros that Hashem said, Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad. Hashem said the word Zachar, you should remember the Shabbos, meaning the positive declarations like Kiddush, and Shamar, the observances, meaning the prohibitions, were said as one by Hashem, that which a human being can't do. But Hashem was able to do that, to do it at once. Of course, it deserves commentary as to why Hashem did it at once. Zachar v'shamar, indeed, it's recorded in the first time that Aseres HaDibros is brought in Parshas Yisro with Zachar, and in Voeschanon it's brought as Shamar. Why did Hashem do that? So the answer that's given is because there's some people who are very into the positive aspects of Shabbos, but not the prohibitions, not the guarding of Shabbos. And there are others who are very intense and they're into the guarding, but they don't see the joy of Shabbos. And Hashem is saying, you have to have Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad to appreciate Shabbos. You have to have both dimensions in sync with each other. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.